Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, October 16th, 2018. On this day in 1847, the novel Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte was published in London. As Berlin briefing reported on about a month ago, the BVG caused some upset amongst Berliners when it had publicly thought about closing selected underground stations to the homeless over the winter. After much criticism, however, the Senate and BVG have now agreed upon a new concept. The Berlin BVG will continue to provide overnight accommodation for the homeless in the winter months, as was agreed upon between BVG boss Sigrid Nakuta and Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left on Monday. Nakuta said that the BVG was not part of the help up for the homeless, but that it was obliged to provide overnight accommodations. In concrete terms, according to Nakuta, this means that no one will be allowed to spend the night on the platforms anymore, but large unused rooms in some underground stations will be made available as emergency sleeping areas, and mobile toilets will be set up in front of these stations. Suitable locations are to be examined in the next few weeks. As declared by Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD on Monday in the House of Representatives Internal Affairs Committee, the urgently needed modernization of the Berlin Fire Brigade will take several years, adding that the new firefighting and rescue vehicles will not be available immediately, but would first have to be put out to tender, ordered, and produced, followed by the training of new firefighters. Geisel remarked that Berlin is catching up at the moment as far as the fire brigade is concerned, and that in the last year and a half, more has happened than in the previous 15, adding that 14 new fire trucks had already been procured and that there are many promotions and improved working conditions with regard to working hours and pay. Geisel said that he had asked the new fire chief, Carsten Holmberghausen, to draw up and present a strategy plan for the year 2030. According to the annual report, the Berlin Fire Brigade had to deploy almost 460,000 times in 2017. In almost 7,000 of these cases, fires were involved, but mostly the rescue service was called in for accidents. The total number of operations has been increasing for years, which is why the fire brigade has been complaining for some time about work overload and outdated equipment. Only recently, the Senate had given in to the pressure of the firefighters and agreed to finally pay off the overtime accumulated over the years. Since the end of March, firefighters had been demonstrating for better working conditions and more money under the motto, Berlin Burns. A wooden log fell from a high-rise building in Reinickendorf and killed an 8-year-old boy on Sunday. The Criminal Investigation Department is suspecting that it was thrown on purpose and is now searching for the perpetrator. On Sunday evening, forensic experts had spent hours looking for clues on the balconies of the building. The fire brigade illuminated the facade, a public prosecutor was on site, and police temporarily cordoned off the skyscraper. The boy was hit by the approximately 50-centimeter-long log in the Markusviertel on Sunday at about 1:30 p.m. It had fallen or been thrown from one of the upper floors of the 15-story high-rise. According to experts, fingerprints will not be so easy to find on the wood, but there is a very good chance of finding traces of DNA. The boy died at the scene of the accident. According to newspaper reports, he was about to ride his bicycle. Another boy was standing right next to him and is said to have been injured in the incident. Some people criticized the property management for doing too little to preserve order. A local resident told public broadcaster RBB on Sunday afternoon that residents of the skyscraper are constantly throwing objects out of the windows, regardless of the fact that many children play in front of the building. The Markusviertel is a large high-rise housing estate built in the 1960s on the northern outskirts of West Berlin. Almost 40,000 people live there in almost 17,000 apartments. Initially, the satellite city was regarded as a modern residential quarter. In the 70s and 80s, however, its reputation suffered considerably as there was a lot of crime and neglect in the area. Since then, the housing associations have endeavored to improve the reputation of the Märkisches Viertel through investments. Union Berlin is speeding up the planned expansion of the Alte Försterei Stadium. Dirk Thieme, chairman of the stadium operation organization, expects the House of Representatives to decide on the development plan as early as next summer. If planning permission is granted at the same time, nothing will stand in the way of the planned extension of the grandstands and the construction of a clubhouse with a fan bar, fan shop, and event rooms. The opening ceremony is planned for 2020 on the 100th anniversary of the stadium. The number of seats is to be increased from 22,000 to 37,000, and then the stadium at the Alte Försterei would be suitable for the Bundesliga. So far, however, the long-awaited promotion to the First League has not worked out. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.